Every college campus has a sexual harassment policy, but time and again, we hear stories of professors who repeatedly say and do inappropriate things and still keep their jobs. Reporters for Illinois Newsroom looked at two recent cases to find out why. And a note, this story includes details from sexual harassment allegations.
I'm Christine Herman on the University of Illinois Urbana campus. Students here recently packed the law school library. They demanded this meeting of campus officials to get answers about why one of their law professors is still working here.
There are a lot of students who are frustrated and feel uncomfortable.
We could tell you that even without knowing any of this, we were uncomfortable with him. I feel like the students, as a student myself, I think we want an apology for not doing enough to protect us.
A few days earlier, a campus investigation was made public. It showed numerous women had come forward saying law professor Jay Kaysen sexually harassed them. Campus investigators found Kaysen made many female colleagues and students uncomfortable with unwarranted and unwelcome references to sex, as well as unwanted invitations, touching, and ogling. The university knew about this problem for at least several years. It went public because a friend of the victim spoke out. Urbana resident Kathy Lee says allowing Kaysen to still teach
seems inappropriate given the number of witnesses and claimants who have had things to say about him and his sexual harassment of them.
Kaysen denies the accusations, and while investigators said he behaved in a way that, quote, a reasonable person would know to be inappropriate for the workplace, they deemed Kaysen's actions were not severe enough to violate campus sexual misconduct policies, policies many students and faculty say need to change. This is an issue that's played out recently in Springfield as well. Rachel Otwell has that part of our story.
Earlier this year, a Lincolnland Community College professor named Gary Swee retired after facing a seventh official accusation of harassment and inappropriate behavior. Documents from the campus include claims that he sexually harassed several students. The accounts go back nearly two decades. One of his former students, who doesn't want to be identified, says when she started a class of his, at first,
he seemed like a cool, funny guy, but then the comments started to get more and more inappropriate. I remember him talking about masturbation a lot. So that kind of made it uncomfortable, of course. And then the stuff started to get even more personal towards me.
The student says Swee commented on her breasts on two separate instances in 2015. She dropped the course, and ultimately, she dropped out of school entirely. Swee declined to be interviewed for this story. While he was reprimanded multiple times, the documents show the school didn't give him an ultimatum until 2 years ago. And after another complaint, instead of being fired, Swee retired earlier this year.
We do not take sexual harassment and sexual assault and sexual abuse seriously because it's primarily perpetrated by men against women, and it's men who primarily control institutions.
Polly Poskin heads the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault. She says higher ed frequently drops the ball when it comes to handling harassment claims. The underlying issue is campuses set their own policies for what constitutes sexual harassment based on federal requirements. Poskin says those policies really protect the campus.
Institutions protect themselves. They protect themselves from liability, and they want to protect their reputation. That's particularly important in universities because they are asking parents to relinquish an incredible amount of money and their children.
In both of these cases, administrators said they followed campus policies and took steps to prevent further violations. But the public wasn't informed until the news media obtained documents from the investigations. Laura Beth Nielsen is a legal studies professor at Northwestern University in Evanston. She says a complex set of federal and state laws offer an incentive for universities to keep these things secret.
And of course, the university doesn't want the bad publicity, and they don't want the lawsuit from whoever might be terminated.
And until those laws and campus policies change, she says, victims will be left to take matters into their own hands, filing lawsuits and going public with their stories. And many professors facing allegations of harassment will carry on as usual. I'm Christine Herman.
And I'm Rachel Otwell, Illinois Newsroom.
An update on one of the cases mentioned in this story. The U of I Law School announced Thursday that Jay Kaysen apologized and agreed to an unpaid leave for 1 year. For the latest on this story, go to illinoisnewsroom.org.